Don't mess with tradition, and tradition is that we have a musical conversation and then play a song at the end of a Friday program. Hatchet Man returns to their spiritual home at the Alma Cafe with a refreshed set, new music, and a continuation of the development premiered at last year's National Arts Festival. Frontman for Hatchet Man, Jono Tate Man, no, just Jono Tate, on the line to us now. Hello, Jono.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm in extremely good health, and yourself?
Yeah, I'm actually in pretty good health myself. That's good to know in these times.
What development did you premiere at last year's National Arts Fest for Hatchet Man?
We brought in a much expanded percussion setup. Our percussionist, Matt, who I'm sure you'll remember from those times where he was there and couldn't get a word in edgeways, he's expanded his percussion kit to a bunch of shakers, a shaker on his foot, and a kick pedal on his cajon and a set of brushes. So we now have an approximation of a full drum kit on stage with us, which is really nice. And, of course, we have our French connection, Stéphane Cornelou. He's back in on electric guitar, and that's always an absolute joy to have somebody else to play against.
And the new songs, how does one, in a time of COVID-19, it's kind of easy to write songs for yourself as a singer, songwriter, guitarist, or singer, songwriter, pianist, but a group of four new songs, how does that work?
Nightmares. Working around the curfew and trying to find a room that would have the four of us, you know, socially distanced enough to get it done was quite tricky last year. Of course, as things have opened up and we've gone down the levels, it's been a little easier to find time and spaces to get together and rehearse again. But a lot of it's just recording things on cell phones and sending to them, you know, over WhatsApp and emailing tracks and just doing basic demos and sending them through to one another and working off that and then getting together in a room for a short period and trying to work really hard and get stuff going and then, you know, just get a run of gigs like we've got this weekend and try them out and see what happens.
And the songs, I mean, apart from the cojones-based percussion, which you've added to it, are the songs pretty much what people would listen to a song and go, yep, that, I recognize that as a Hatchet Man song?
I think certainly there are a couple that are more in line with our sort of our traditional older trio, very folky sounds. But there are a couple that have gotten a good deal more muscular because I pick up an electric every now and again as well. And coming as I do from the Neil Young school of guitar playing, that gets a bit rowdy at times. You like that?
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that a lot.
You should come watch us.
Yes, I'd love to come and watch you, but I'm busy tonight, unfortunately. You've got a concert at Alma Cafe tonight and again on Sunday night.
Yeah, we at Alma tonight and Sunday night, and then we've got another one at one of our favorite Cape Town venues tomorrow night. We're at the fantastic Cafe Rue venue out in Noordhoek. We're all looking hell of a forward to going down that side again. Headed down south, as it were.
And I mean, how great that some live venues are managing to stay open and allow singers, to allow musicians, to allow actors to still perform and scratch a tiny living out of the currently granite economy.
Yeah, it has been a case of just survival against the odds, I think, for all of us involved in the music industry. Those of us who've managed to cling on by our fingernails, well, we're still doing a bit of that. And it does seem that there's a bit of light at the end of the tunnel. You know, there are more gigs opening up. More of the venues are opening up. There are some new venues springing up around town. There are guys with lots of cool ideas. For example, the guys that sit the Folk Down Records, who do a lot of work in the background for us. They're opening up a new vinyl store at their premises in Woodstock. There's cool ideas happening in the industry. It's just a matter of when everything kind of gets back to a sense of people looking to go out and find opportunities to do things again. And then those of us who are here, you know, will hopefully be able to reap the reward of having survived, I guess.
Yeah. Bookings at almacafe.co.za for Sunday night show, Cafe Rue, via their website. How would one book for tomorrow night's program?
Cafe Rue is either on web tickets, you can find them that way, or you can just go to caferoo.co.za and follow the bookings links there. What I would like to announce is that we do, in fact, have two seats left for tonight's gig. So if anyone is feeling lucky and they'd like to call 021-685-7377, we can, in fact, accommodate them at the Alma Cafe tonight.
Nicola is looking interested, so we will see. Nicola's looking very, very interested. She says you are her favourite local band.
That's so cool, man.
We have a choice. I can either play the entire Dream, the song that we have, or you can tell me a tiny bit about it and we'll play less of it. Your choice.
I love having guitar solos on the radio because I don't think there are enough of those. So let's go with playing out the whole Dream and turn the guitar solo up extra loud. How's that?
That's right down my alley. Jono Tate, frontman for Hatchet Man. Tonight at the Alma Cafe, 2 seats left. Tomorrow night, Cafe Rue. Sunday night at the Alma Cafe.
You were there. I'm waiting for the light to fade and I'm hating the way you make me feel, the way you make me feel. Were you there?
Guitar solo does light my personal jets.